This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
And welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, we always said we're a streaky player. On Friday, we go 0-3 in football games. On Saturday, we come back with a win in the NFL with the Colts. We win in the FCS playoffs, and we go 4-2 in the bowl games. So 0-3 followed by 6-2. Oh, I can't wait to find out what we do today. We are a streaky player. When the dust settled yesterday, we won $393.10, and now we get to the big card today. So let's recap our plays in the National Football League that we dropped on the special edition podcast earlier today. We're on the Titans plus the 1.5 over the Steelers. We like the Jets plus the 9.5 over the Dolphins. We like the Lions plus 13 over Arizona. We like the 49ers minus the 9 over Atlanta. We like the Bengals plus the 3 at Denver. We like the Jaguars and the Texans to go under 39.5. We like the Cowboys and the Giants to go under 44.5. Then your three prop bets for this week. We're on Tom Brady under the 300.5 yards passing. We're on Aaron Rodgers under the 265.5 yards passing. And we're on Josh Allen under the 260.5 yards passing. So those are your plays in the National Football League. Now let's get to the rest of your card here for Sunday. And in the NHL, let's break out the bubbly. Hey, we've won 3 straight in hockey, and we're back to profit for the year. Our play today, Las Vegas minus the 1.5 over the New York Islanders at a plus 180. So the Golden Knights are 9-5 on the road. Last time out, they won at the New York Rangers 3-2. The Islanders, 2-5-2 at home. Last time out, they beat Boston 3-1. So checking for COVID updates is key to handicapping these days. Let's just hope this one gets played. The Golden Knights are red hot, 7-3 in their last 10, 4 straight wins, and 3 straight wins on the road. We're playing Las Vegas minus the 1.5 at a plus 180. Next up, we go to the NBA, where we're going to play the Pistons and the Heat under 204. So the sports line model gives this one a 65% chance to go under. Given how cold we've been on the NBA, do you think Sportsline will pay us to fade them? Just a thought. I might need to get my money back somehow on the NBA this year. Our play, once again, is the Pistons and the Heat under 204. Now let's get to college basketball. We're going to play our play of the day in Lincoln. Yeah, we're playing Nebraska in a pick'em over Kansas State. So I keep saying that Lincoln has a great fan base and it's a tough place to play. Yet, Western Illinois, Creighton, and Michigan have all won at Pinnacle this year. The Huskers have lost 4 straight heading into this one. I went to the Huskers Hoop Central, and 80% of their fans are picking Kansas State to win today. I tend to disagree, though. I'm picking corn over wheat. Yeah, give me the Huskers and a pick 'em over Kansas State. Next up, we're going to play Santa Clara minus the 9.5 against Montana. So the Grizz are a decent club with a nice 18-point win over Air Force last time out. But they've been twice a double-digit dog, and they got blown out both times. A 40-point loss to Oregon and a 37-point loss to Mississippi State. Santa Clara has cooled off, losing 5 of 8 since their upset win over TCU. I don't love this game, but I'm still going to play the Broncos minus the 9.5 at home against Montana. Next up, it is UC Davis, plus 2 at Pacific. So UC Davis won the first matchup by 6 at home. Pacific has lost 4 of 5, all with tight spreads. Last time out, they were favored by 1.5 against North Dakota State, ended up losing by 12. UC Davis, meanwhile, they're coming off an upset win at Oregon State, and they have an upset win at Utah State this year on the resume. I hate betting the road team to sweep a series, but I think the Aggies are just now starting to click. So I'm going to take the plus 2 with UC Davis on the road at Pacific. Next up, it is Middle Tennessee State minus the 4.5 against Coastal Carolina. So Coastal is getting good at everything. Nice upset win so far this year against Wolford, Winthrop, Valpo, and South Carolina. That's a season for most teams. Meanwhile, Middle Tennessee State is coming off a 10-point loss at Ole Miss, but they still covered for the eighth time in nine games. The two teams have common opponents. Both beat Winthrop by double digits. Middle Tennessee State beat Mercer by 24. Meanwhile, Coastal lost by 5 to Mercer. So today, we're on the Blue Raiders, minus the 4.5 over Coastal Carolina. Next up, it is Chicago State, plus 23.5 over Drake. So caution, I'm playing a Drake game. I have proven I have no clue when it comes to the Bulldogs this year. They are 1-9 against the spread, and I've lost on most of those. Drake has won 4 of 5, but they haven't covered. Chicago State is improving, 4 wins already. The team is playing hard. Last time out, they won at IUPUI as an underdog. So I'm going to take the Cougars today, plus 23.5 over the Bulldogs. Next up, we go to Albuquerque. It is New Mexico, plus 6.5 over SMU. So SMU is hot with 5 straight wins, including wins over UNLV, Vandy, and Dayton. Meanwhile, New Mexico is up and down, losing by 8 at home against UTEP last time out. The Lobos are 3-1 against the spread this year as an underdog. So I like the Lobos in Albuquerque, plus the 6.5 today over SMU. Then your final game on the card is Charleston, plus the 7.5 over Rhode Island. This is a neutral site game in Washington. Charleston disappointed me last time out, losing by 8 at Stetson. The Cougars have some upside with multiple underdog wins this year. Rhode Island is off to a nice start at 8-3. But I like Charleston plus the 7.5 today against Rhode Island. So let's recap the rest of your card here for Sunday. In the NHL, we're on Vegas minus the 1.5 over the Islanders at a plus 180. We're on the Pistons and the Heat under the 204. In college basketball, your play of the day, Nebraska in a pick'em against Kansas State. We're on Santa Clara minus 9.5 against Montana. We like UC Davis at Pacific. We like Middle Tennessee State minus the 4.5 against Coastal Carolina. We like Chicago State plus the 23.5 over Drake. We're on New Mexico plus the 6.5 against SMU. And we like Charleston plus the 7.5 over Rhode Island. So that is a big card for a Sunday. I think we got 19 plays in action. Yeah, we're the action junkie for a reason. But as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.